Counties had the weekend to continue to assess damage in their areas. Damage to public infrastructure went past $10 million. Trempealeau County was hit the hardest, suffering over $4 million worth. The number of homes with minor damage in Wisconsin stands at just over 440. That's about 50 more than last Friday's report. Columbia County is still collecting data. County Emergency Management Director Patrick Bagan says it's frustrating the floodwaters are making it hard to reach some areas. He says some people still can't get to their homes.
Public health has told us that it's, you know, you've got a narrow window of when those things start to dry out to get it cleaned up before it's going to be so contaminated with mold that you can't clean it, and, you know, for anything that absorbs water.
Sauk County Emergency Management Director Jeff Jelnick says his county is in the process of cleaning up. He estimates the county sustained $50,000 to $60,000 in damage, but expects a lot of people are not calling in to report damages.
A lot of times in Wisconsin, people think that there's other folks that have it worse than them, so they don't, they want to do it, and others just don't want any help.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency begins its work Tuesday. Inspectors will begin surveying damage in 5 of the 8 counties still under a state of emergency. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.